What else is that?
Okay.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back. I've been getting a lot of positive regards from our connecting through the shiurim. The topic of tonight's shiur is finding timely insights from this week's parsha. We'd like to discuss a pusik right before Shishim, Parshas Achrei Mois. The pusik tells us, "Shmartem es kli koisai ves mishputai shayasa oisai udom v'chai bahem ani Hashem." Shall follow the chukim and the mishputim v'chai bahem, and you shall live by it. And there are different perushim given to what exactly these words v'chai bahem mean. The most famous one is what Chazal tell us, that the mitzvahs are made to live by, and one doesn't have to die in order to fulfill mitzvahs, except for the three averis of avodah zarah, gilui arayos, and shfichas damim. But besides for that, for example, a choyla you're allowed to be mechal shabbos for. And the mitzvahs were given v'chai bahem in order to be able to live. Another pshat which the Ramban mentions is this v'chai bahem, and live by it is referring specifically to mitzvahs ben odom l'chaveri. The way we deal with our society, the way we act around other people, and we should act in a way that v'chai bahem should cause other people to be able to live. Don't steal, don't murder, don't do other things which could cause other people harm. And related to today is taking the proper precautions and health restrictions in today's matzav. So that's what the Ramban teaches v'chai bahem. Another pshat given by the Chiddush Harim, which we'd like to focus on, is What the Pusik is teaching us in this week's parasha is V'chai Bahem, live by mitzvahs. Do it with a geshmak, with a chias, with an enjoyment. Our everyday life should be a life full of chias, doing mitzvahs with tremendous geshmak. And Melech Biderman Shlita explains this concept by some very interesting animal that was used for the Yerios in the Mishkan. And that was the Tchashim. Chazal tell us the Tchashim was an animal that was made of many different colors, multicolored animal. And according to Rashi, it only lived then in the time of the Mishkan. And that was used for the Yerios. And what is this supposed to teach us, this specific animal that had all these different colors? So Chazal explained that this animal was very proud of its different colors. And we know the different objects, the different kelim, the different colors in the Mishkan all represent something that we could learn out from. And the multicolors represents different parts, different moods, different feelings, different kufas in a person's life. And the fact that this fur was brought to the Mishkan and Dafka used is teaching us this yesoid, that in all kufas, in all different circumstances, a person has to try to be like the Tchashim, they have to be sameach, they have to be besimcha in all the different matzavim. And that's for chai bahem, to dafka be able to live with a chias, with a geshmak. In today's challenging times, this chidush harim seems to be very difficult to fulfill, very difficult to understand. Each and every one is going through different colors. There's different challenges. And what we keep on hearing again and again is the challenge of uncertainty. People don't know what will be with school, what will be with camps, what will be with work. And everyone in their own matzav. For us personally, Meretz Hashem, my daughter is also angesent and stark. Will be getting married. Noch Shvius mit Eibisch Tissel for Shu Toivel. Test even. I'm just the Monday after Shvius. We're still not sure where it's going to be, how it's going to be, what the guidelines are going to be then. There's tremendous uncertainty. What's going to be with Sheva Bruches, Shabbos Sheva Bruches. How could a person walk around Besimcha when there's so much unknown out there? How could he be Mekayim L'Chai Bohem? So I'd like to answer this with a Shlua Kudish brought down by the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that Erlech Yidin take the matzahs and kiss them, take the mudar and kiss them, take the dalan minim. And it's a sign of chiviv ha-mitzvahs, how we love mitzvahs. Matzah, dalan minim, we could understand. What should be the inyan in kissing Murar, which represents all the Avodah Kusha that Klal Yisrael did in Mitzrayim. Secondly, we also find by Pesach that Charoses, which represents the blood and the mortar, all the hard work that Klal Yisrael did in Mitzrayim, that stafka is sweet. It has a sweet taste to it. Charoses, something like that should be very bitter. The answer is that in Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael came to the realization that hardship, challenges, are really tools and springboards for growth. When a person's challenged by difficulty, there's a tremendous opportunity to rise to the occasion and grow with it. In Mitzrayim, even though there was so much avodah kasha, but through that avodah kasha, Klal Yisrael kept together as an Am, Echad. They didn't assimilate. And they were able to, because of the Kosh Yashibu, they were able to go out of Mitzrayim. And they realized that through those hardships, they were actually able to gain from it. They were able to grow and benefit. Complacency is the biggest challenge to growth. When a person is complacent, usually he's on cruise control and there's very little growth. When a person is challenged, stimulated, that's where there's opportunity for tremendous aliyah. For all of us, today's matzav is going to be one of those biggest challenges, Amir Tzashem, we're ever going to have in our life. And if we're able to overcome this, we're able to deal with it, and try to find the way to taka b'makayim v'chay b'hem, we'll be able to look back and say, this was a tremendous springboard for growth. I was trying to think of some musha we could relate to in our everyday life. I remember hearing many times from doctors, they would talk about the residency and how they would be up for days at a time, nights, a few days in a row. And I would ask them, how did you do it? And they would say, I was able to keep myself going, not sleeping for 48 hours in a row, because I knew this was my way eventually become an MD, eventually have a practice, eventually have a parnosa, eventually be able to fulfill what I was trying to strive for. And those sleepless nights were my springboard to a successful profession. And even though it was very hard, very challenging, I knew after I'm overcome this, I'll be a lot better and stronger person. And once I stayed up those nights, even having to work long shifts, I knew I could do it. And I always had the trust in myself that if I was already able to stay up for 3 days in a row, then just having a long one-day shift of 12 hours, 14 hours, I could do it. And looking back, those years of being a resident were gufa, my springboard for tremendous growth. People who start out a new parnosa, not only doctors, but we hear this all the time. The first few years were very stressful. I really had to schwitz. I really had to work hard. But once I was able to pull that off, then Baruch Hashem, things got a lot easier and I was able to really go to the next level. Moreover, Aboisai, if we're going to be able to pull this off, it's not easy. We're allowed to have times where we're stressed out and it's difficult. But if we're going to be able to pull this challenge, these difficult weeks of uncertainty, not knowing, difficulty in Parnassah, challenges in Gesund, being locked up at home, if we could get over this, we'll be kissing this Mura one day and saying, I was able to overcome Corona, whatever else in life I have, I could for sure overcome. And if we're able to constantly remind ourselves that this is a time of challenge, on the other hand, a time of growth, that will give us an extra push, an extra koiches, an extra koyach, no different than that resident pushing himself to stay up for so many days and nights because he knows that there's a lot of reward afterwards. So too, Mitzvah Hashem, we should take bizoiche to have the koiches, to be able to be mekayim v'chay b'hem, to be able to serve the Eibishter understanding that even though it feels like Mar, but we know if the Eibishter is giving it to us, it's for our good, it's for our growth, it's for our being able to get to the next level. And the Eibishter will help and we should all succeed. And everyone should have a good Shabbos, a good Benishter Shabbos. I've been speaking to a lot of the Oilam the last few days. I hope to continue speaking to everyone. And Kol Tiv and a good Shabbos.